What's up, everybody? This is
Anna,
Elisa,
and I, your host on this fine day, Akam, and you're listening to
Overthinkers.
On today's episode, we'll talk about how everything is connected through the decision making of our ancestors and how we're all here today in the same place at the same time. By sharing our personal stories and experiences, we'd like to shine light on how we're all connected and seen, yet still individual. My story starts in 2012. My mom decided to move back to her homeland after making a living here in Germany. You know, selling in Northern Iraq and living the life my mother always wanted for years, she decided to put her children first and move back to Germany. This life-changing decision affects the life I live today, as in finishing my degree, starting my part-time job, and creating my own social circles.
I can kind of relate to your story because I was born in Macedonia and lived there for 13 years. But I always heard my parents talking about moving abroad. I think it was primarily to give me and my sister a better life and better chances. And my uncle actually lives in the US, and that's why my parents first wanted to move there, but they somehow didn't get the chance to do that. And funny enough, one day my father found a job in Germany through some Macedonian guy who worked at a German company and moved to Germany alone in 2014. After 1 year, he brought me and my mom here, but my sister sadly had to stay in Macedonia to finish her studies. I still kind of have moments where I think it's so weird how my whole life kind of just changed at 13 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that seems so wild though. Like, I can't imagine starting a new life somewhere I've never even been to. I was born here, but my parents came to Germany in the 90s. However, my mom decided to go back to her homeland, which leads us coming back to Germany in 2015, starting all over again.
That's crazy, because even though I was born here, I totally get it. My mom was born in Turkey, but my grandparents moved here when she was just 5 months old. After living in Germany for 20 years, my mom visited her homeland and met my dad there.
They got married there, but moved to Germany in the 90s. I've never met anyone with a similar story though.
I've just noticed that I've never talked about this before.
Yeah, I think it's so cool that we can kind of relate to each other with our stories.
Isn't it so fascinating how one small decision can completely change your life, even if it's a decision you didn't make yourself? Akam's mom moved back to Germany for her kids so they could have a better life. And Anna's family decided to come for the same reason. All of our family members who decided to come here had the same desire for a better life.
Yeah, exactly. This really reminds me of the ripple effect. Have you guys heard of it?
What's that? No.
Well, first of all, the name ripple comes from when you drop a stone in water and see the little waves spreading from the center, which get bigger and bigger. Well, this metaphor is used for people's actions and how a series of consequences of their actions spread out, much like those ripples.
Oh, now it makes sense.
To make it easier to understand, let me use one of our experiences. The ripple effect would be that our parents decided to come to Germany to give us a better life and future. So the decision of them coming here caused a chain reaction of us finishing school, starting a job, getting a degree, etc.
It's so funny that you mentioned the ripple effect, because what you just described led me to think about the butterfly effect. Are you guys familiar with it?
I think I've heard of it, but is it similar?
Just like how you talked about nature, the butterfly effect comes from the idea that a simple flap of a butterfly's wings can cause a tornado. This makes it similar to the ripple effect in the sense that it is a concept that describes how small actions or events can lead to different outcomes, but they're used in different contexts which give you different insights of cause and effect. The butterfly effect would include more of an ambiguity, where one small decision cannot foreshadow anything that comes after, giving an unpredictability. Whereas the ripple effect is more of a chain reaction and focuses on the spread of the impact. On the other hand, the butterfly effect would be more unpredictable. Imagine Elisa becomes a CEO and Anna gets her doctorate, or something prestigious of the sort. Without the quote-unquote simple decision of our parents, us thriving in life would not have been possible or even highly unlikely. So a simple cause makes a long-term effect.
So the butterfly effect and the ripple effect are both metaphors that illustrate how small things can trigger big changes?
Right, exactly.
It's interesting how these ideas can provide comfort to people. When we realize that our decisions or actions are valid, no matter how small they seem, it gives us a sense of control and influence. These ideas make us feel connected to others and highlight that we are all part of something bigger. I believe these concepts also help us in handling uncertainty.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
You know, life isn't always predictable, but understanding that our choices matter gives us courage. It encourages us to do our best, even when we can't control everything.
Yeah, that's so true, because I also think that everyone needs to feel connected. And, you know, feeling connected isn't just about having people around. It's about forming deep, meaningful relationships where we feel supported, understood, and valued. Not to mention that we're all social beings. We need this connection to not feel alone.
I noticed that too. While I'm opening up to friends, I immediately feel better.
Yeah, and even for trauma, I think it's so important for people to share their problems and what they struggle with. And if not, just talking about it makes a huge difference because you feel heard and understood.
Have you ever had the feeling of being alone in your experiences and have the urge to not talk about it?
All the time.
Or even overthink them and assume the absolute worst?
Of course, yes.
Open up and share your stories because you never know if the person in front of you shares a similar experience. And who knows, maybe you'll find comfort. If you think your story is unique and you want to be part of our next episode, ensure your story makes it to the overthinkers.
Before we leave you alone with your deep, deep thoughts, we would like to conclude today's episode with a quote from the Dalai Lama. Just as ripples spread out when a single pebble is dropped into the water, the actions of individuals can have a far-reaching effect. So remember, each person's actions, much like ripples in the water, can create lasting impacts. Thank you for listening and take care till next time.
This is Anna,
Elisa,
and Akam.
Thinking over.